So this all started, as we said, with a motorcycle ride on a nice weekend. Tell us about the accident.
It was Memorial Day weekend in 2015, and I had just bought a new motorcycle to celebrate my shiny new faculty job at Johns Hopkins. So I headed out to meet with a friend of mine. We like going into West Virginia and riding through the twisties, as we call them. I was an experienced rider. I've ridden for a very long time, but I got about 3 blocks from home, and a young guy in a van blew a stop sign and T-boned me, hit me squarely on the left side.
So you hear a lot of stories about people who are in shock after an accident, but you hit the ground and your foot hurt right away.
Yeah, it was a really strange experience because I remember some details of the accident really well. I remember what it looked like when my bike got hit. It was this like strange warping of space-time. And I remember landing on my back and hearing the sound of my helmet smacking against the ground. But what I remember most clearly is as soon as I slid to a stop, the bike had kind of flipped off me. I had this excruciating, exploding pain in my foot.
So how was that first night?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that first night was really terrible. It's the only time in my life that I've really understood what people mean when they try to describe indescribable pain. And they leave these kind of generic instructions. And so the generic instruction for me that first night was I could get low-dose oxycodone because I was what's called opioid naive. I had never had opioids before this, so it only took a little bit to provide pain relief. So I would get that every 4 hours. And then in between, I could get IV fentanyl, so this really powerful opioid through my IV.
But you're on your own for 2 hours, basically.
On my own for 2 hours. Yeah, and there's a huge difference.
So give me the time frame. How long were you inpatient, and then how long did I mean, you had 5 surgeries at first. I mean, I know you had more later on, but kind of in this first, it was at 5?
Yeah. So 5, what you can think of as limb salvage surgeries. It was 5 surgeries that determined whether I got to keep my foot. Mm-hmm. And those occurred over about 4 weeks, and they were actually in 3 different hospitals.
Okay.
The initial trauma surgeon, it was just a follow-up, checking on the bones, seeing how everything is going. You know, what he's most concerned at this point is bone infection. Mm-hmm. And he's going through the pain and pain medicine questions, and we do the math and kind of say, okay, this is how much we're on. And he just turns real serious and says, that's too much. It's too long. You need to get off the meds now. But yeah, so we went to the plastic surgeon. And by contrast, he was just completely unconcerned. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, if your pain's getting better, go ahead, cut your daily dose into 4 and drop a quarter each week and you'll be done in a month.
So how did that go?
Not well. I don't recommend it. It's terrible advice. And so one thing that listeners should know, kind of the Cliff Notes version, is 25% drop per week is way too much. I was clearly pretty sensitive to the effects of the drugs, and I went into real serious withdrawal immediately. So the very first day that I cut a dose out, I started getting quite ill, and you get all of the symptoms of the flu kind of dialed up to 1,000.
One thing I don't think I was incredibly aware of was the depression that can lead right to suicide. Can you talk to me a little bit about what withdrawal does to your mood and your mental health?
For me, by far the worst part was the depression because it's not something I've had to deal with, and so I didn't understand what was happening. The symptoms got worse and the depression really started to eat away at me.
You got to the point where you put your prescription bottle on the bedside table and you were in desperation going to maybe take one, but you decided to try to fall asleep and see if you could go to sleep without it. And what happened?
It just so happens that I fell asleep that night before I took anything, and I actually slept, and I kind of broke through the worst of the symptoms. I slept for about 6 hours, and when I woke up, I certainly didn't feel objectively good, but I thought, okay, I'm going to survive this.